Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome to another edition of the Sportive Podcast. I'm Stu from the internet. Joining me tonight is Mandy Newman, a St. Paul mother of two, also married to her, and she is a director of operations for a local real estate company. Mandy, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me tonight, even though we're kind of stuck together here.
Yeah.
you really didn't have a choice.
No. I don't know. I mean, I assume some of our listeners have been following the news lately, but... there's no sports to talk about. There aren't going to be sports to talk about. Right before we started recording, the CDC said no gatherings of 50 or more people for 8 weeks. So, if you think the Wild are going to be taking the ice anytime soon, just because they're hockey players and play through everything, they will not be taking the ice in at least 8 weeks.
You don't want to talk about the 2016 NCAA tournament that you were watching yesterday?
Well, that was just because it was on. but yeah, it reminded me it was the Big Ten tournament of like the last 4 to 5 years. And unfortunately, it means that's a lot of Wisconsin basketball. And it means it's a lot of Greg Gard coached teams with a bunch of white dudes from Maple Grove, basically. So it's not my cup of tea. Watching that, but it felt like a white noise type of situation where, oh, sports are on. It's normal to have basketball on a Saturday afternoon in March because right. It's almost tournament time. People are getting their brackets ready. But it's weird. And we figured, or I guess maybe I figured, just talking about shit might help me, first of all. You know, just I'm prone to anxiety a little bit, and this is a very anxious-making moment for, I think, well, everybody, unless you're really fucking stupid. So, no offense to everybody at Patrick McGovern's last night. And actually, all offense. But, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about some of the sport things that got canceled to start, then maybe just talk about how we're handling social distancing, and then we'll probably call it a day. If we get to a half hour, I'll be impressed, but honestly, this is almost like therapy for me that you can download or not download. I really don't care. So there's no Twins. Spring training got the Kai. Well, for some reason, was one of the last sports to get a kibosh was the pretend game one. So I don't really know enough. I wasn't following it close enough to I followed it close enough to like make funny things on Twins Daily, but not close enough to tell you how the starting pitching was lining up or anything beyond that. I know Byron Buxton was just starting to take batting practice. If anything, there's no silver linings about this, but he'll probably be ready to play once baseball starts up again at whenever point it does. Unless, you know, although if anybody was going to be prone to getting injured during a pandemic with a weird injury, Byron Buxton is at the top of the list. A ladder is going to fall on him. I don't know what the circumstance is, but I guess I spoke too soon by saying he'd be ready. So, let's see. Timberwolves, I assume they were still playing when they called the season. I really don't know. I know the Wild were I think they were fighting for a playoff spot. They were like on the edge, like the there's eight playoff spots. I think they were ninth.
Really?
When the season got suspended. So yeah, they were playing fairly well. But it's.
I followed the Wild solely on Twitter, and based on that, I could have sworn that they were having the worst season of their entire existence.
I think they were getting, basically they were getting the hot goalie theory was transferred to Kevin Fiala, who's not a goalie. He just was scoring just a hell ton of goals and basically winning games, and they're all like went in overtime. So it was making him a really sort of like a fun little story to watch. Basically, just he was putting him on his back for a couple of weeks. So that's kind of a bummer that that went away, because it was actually starting to get interesting, I know, for the hockey fans in our lives. Let's see. Vikings. Yeah, the Vikings play. They don't play, but they did let go of some of their veterans. As was suspected, Xavier Rhodes finally got cut. Xavier Rhodes 2 years ago was like a top two, top three NFL cornerback. By the end of this past season, I was scared to see him on the field. When it goes for you as an NFL player, it goes so quick. You're elite, and then you are barely able to justify getting on the field. It's just a mean, brutal sport that I can't justify watching, but I do every week, and I'll watch it again when it comes back and feel guilty about it. But the more surprising one was Linval Joseph, the big man in the middle. Again, he was basically playing, I think, roughly half to 60% of the snaps. I'm not Arif Hasan, I can't tell you that for sure, but they had definitely were definitely alternating with other guys, and the cap room situation for the Vikings was such that they really didn't have a choice. They had to clear up some room, start getting some. Well, it's the offensive line. They're clearing out space to add to the offensive line. Their draft pick's going to be low, so the best ones will be gone. If there's an NFL draft at some point this spring, there probably will be. And also the long-haired tight end, David Morgan, who's, you know, just had really cool hair. So. And I think, and then obviously on the national scale, Mandy can speak to this better, the Boston Marathon got sent
rescheduled
to
September. Rescheduled for September.
Yeah, and that's like a fair, that doesn't happen.
No, because it coincides with Patriot Day in Boston, so it's always that same Monday. But they had to make, an early plan, because that's got a huge elite field, and people travel from countries all over the world in order to run in it. So they definitely had to make an early plan. So that will be in September now instead of April.
And I think the Olympics are also up in the air. And of course, the torch run started in Greece, and Greece basically shut everything down. So I don't know the status of that. If you're familiar at all with the Olympics, they will make the worst possible decision for the most amount of harm that lines the pockets of the worst grifters in the world. So we'll see how that goes. Any other sports stuff? I think the only one that is still the Masters is postponed. Auto racing is postponed.
Auto racing? Oh, because of the crowds.
The crowds. And obviously they don't want the crew members are in pretty close quarters.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
So yeah, that's got to get spooned. So I think the only thing going, and I don't know enough about it, is for some reason MMA.
Oh, you mean a sport where they're literally tearing each other's skin.
Which, and again, maybe in the long run for those people, coronavirus is not, as bad as like actual fights. So.
But there's still a crowd. There's still
oh yeah, I forgot about
there.
That part. But I don't know about the crowds. I do know the sport was still active as of Friday evening.
Oh my God.
I know it's bananas. I can't justify. I don't understand the sport. It's clear from the way I talk about it that I don't get it. And yeah, if they have crowds, I think that at this point, I think if you're having an event with crowds, like of that size, man, I don't know. I just don't know. That's right. I the shaming should be enough, I would hope, but
right. Yeah, and those people aren't sitting 6 feet away from each other at an MMA fight.
So anyway, let's see. Let's see. Here's some updates on the other sportives. Brandon is in Arizona with his family. Who knows when he's going to come back? I don't know how the airline industry is going to even look in the next week. So you tell me. They can probably rent a car and be better off that way. Or he just work from Arizona. You know, it's sunny down there. It's really nice. He can like stand 6 feet away from my brother and say hi if he wants to. let's see. Chicken Fingers is on his land in the south of the river. I can't give you any more details than that, but he's doing well. And John is angry at Glenn Mason, but otherwise fine. So, oh, wow, I got to 10 minutes on sports. Oh, okay. So, let's see. The update here is, if you need to be in, like, social distancing / self-quarantine, my recommendation to you is not to move from a house into an apartment. you become very aware of your limited space pretty quickly. We're very fortunate to have a grocery store in the basement of our building, although we're definitely limiting our trips down there. We do take the dog for walks because what else are you going to do? That's really nice. The sun was out today. It was a little chilly, but, you know, lots of open space, not putting yourself or anyone else in harm's way, which was awesome.
Well, the thing about our space, too, was up until Friday, I think Friday was when it all closed. Friday, we had a gym in the building, and we had a party room that we didn't use a ton, but was another space that we could go to watch television, or you can go there and play pool or video games or whatever. And those two spaces are now closed. So, yeah, our living space has just been confined a little bit more over the last couple of days. Luckily, we all like each other, but yeah, three people constantly in a 950 square foot space is...
Yeah, it's...
You recognize it when you don't have a whole lot of other options.
Yeah, it's a challenge, but it helps that our youngest daughter, Piper, is an introvert a little bit, so she likes just to have the AirPods on and listen to her music and then come out and watch, stream something. Let's see. Right now, we're basically just looking for stuff to watch. We don't have a video game system. I don't know that that's really the answer to anything. We have started...
We shouldn't have given that to Celia.
No, we should not have given that to Celia, but she's... Our oldest daughter has roommates, and they're all kind of trying to do the best they can. They live down in Richfield, and they're doing what they can with about this. They're, you know... I think they're taking it more seriously than older people are, although I think the older people, now that it's definitely expanded in Minnesota, I can speak from personal experience. I know my folks take it a lot more seriously than maybe they would have otherwise. When it comes to Renville County, that means it's everywhere. So you got to take it seriously, particularly if you've had a double lung transplant like my stepfather has. So, yeah, what we're doing right now is basically trying to, I think what a lot of people are doing, and God help you if you've got young kids. I know it's got to be difficult to keep them entertained, and if you got to have kids doing online learning, that's going to be a whole other thing, and I feel for all of you. And then obviously there will be financial hardships for a lot of people, and again, we're all in this together, and I know that sounds very High School Musical of me. And I don't think there's a hell of a lot of leadership coming from the federal level, but it does appear that states are figuring things out because someone's got to. And God knows, you know, the people who are going to be the service workers, the hourly workers, the tipped employees. I mean, you got to feel for them horribly. And I just, you know, hopefully what we can do to help them get through is, I mean, I'm open to suggestions on what we can do. And
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Boy, I'm rambling. If I knew how to edit, I'd cut that part out, but I don't. So let's get to the questions from Twitter. Here we go. Is Chicken Fingers going to be on? No. That is from General
Soreness. He actually responded to that himself, though, yeah. And said that he has a lot of opinions that people don't really need to hear right now. So I think it's just by choice that he's not on right now.
Yeah, I think he thinks that Dave Hackstall, like, introduced the coronavirus into the American populace because he just is that bad of a person. So, Dave Hackstall is the coach for the University of North Dakota hockey team.
Mm, okay, thank you.
No problem. From Colin Solberg, have you seen the seeds in the Star Tribune frozen pizza bracket? Devani's is underseeded, in my opinion. I have not seen that. I can tell you our house, basically, we like Peps out of Wisconsin. We like Higgies out of Malacca. We like 7th Avenue. Is it 7th Avenue or 7th Street? We like them.
Moochies
is fantastic. let's see. Anything else? Those are like the top four off the top of my head. If I had to, I mean, I haven't had enough Devani's to have a solid opinion on it.
No, me
there
either.
Was not a lot of Devani's in St. Cloud. We've only lived here, oh God, we're almost at 6 months, right?
It was 6 months on March 11th was our March 11th anniversary.
Wow, that was right. That was when they canceled the NBA season. So that's fun. That's a good.
Oh, Moochies is a one seed here. So some of the pizzas that are on here, it's Moochies versus something called Roma.
That is the St. Cloud State pizza of choice from when I was in college. They were like $2 for $4. They were a little classier than Totino's. But if you couldn't afford Tombstone, that's what you got.
You know, I'm sorry, but Totino's holds a little special place to my heart.
Yes, it is a trash pizza, but it's glorious trash.
You could eat one of those by you knew if you made one, you were going to eat the whole thing by yourself. Tiny little pepperonis.
Yeah, I think friend of the show Zach Floyd would just fold it over like a sandwich and eat it like a sandwich.
Red Baron is up against something called Real Za.
Red Baron, not great. Not great. No, they're not great folks. They're not sending their best.
Oh, Real Za comes out of Maple Lake.
Have not. Oh, so they're part of the Bernatello's.
They are. That says it right here.
Okay.
Heggies is up against Tony's.
That's Heggies in a Wok.
Bellatoria is up against Freschetta.
No opinion on either one.
Wicked?
Wicked. Nah, I don't know.
Wicked Pizza Company. It's from St. Paul.
Okay.
Against Sven and Ole's.
Sven, I think they're from Grand Marais. Maybe Two Harbors? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have not had them.
Lotsa Matza is up against Kettle River.
Have not had Kettle River. I have a generally positive opinion of Lotsa Matza.
Mm-hmm. Devani's is up against Giovanni's.
I would give Giovanni's the nod, 51-49.
Kowalski's is up against, I don't know how to say, Sabatasso's?
Sabatasso's, yeah. Have had neither.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's the bracket, huh?
Yeah,
I think you could have done a better job, Rand, but that's okay.
we're going to blame him for this.
We're going to blame him for that. let's see. Next. I already got from Tim Klobuchar. I already tackled this one that we need to highlight the fact that Byron Buxton will definitely be ready for the season opener unless he gets coronavirus, which is almost a thing that would happen.
Yeah, I thought maybe you sorry, saw his sorry question for stealing when
your,
you said that.
Sorry for stealing your joke without knowing it, Tim. Let's see, Tim Kanoy, assuming the Gophers would have won the big tournament, what NCAA seed do you think they deserved? I think they still deserve the 16 seed given the way they played this year. I apologize to Nadine Babu for saying that. Let's see.
Does she listen to this?
No. Nobody listens to this. let's see. Fasola Matt, hey buddy. What did you stock up on for the inevitable lockdown? That isn't what we would expect. We just laid in 10 pounds of Newski's bacon, courtesy of a neighbor from Wisconsin.
That's exciting.
That is exciting. I think we may just go stand on his front lawn and he can like pitch it out of
his window.
I'll be like a sixer of Surly on his front stoop. I don't know. We've got a lot of pasta and sauce. Piper is pescatarian, so she really doesn't dig on swine or red meat or chicken, so we're going to have to...
She really doesn't dig on fish either. She's a pescatarian, so she can eat sushi.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, so that's... and I think sometimes shrimp. So yeah, we loaded up... Basically, it's just carbs. So I guess there's nothing really surprising, I don't think. Well, actually, we loaded up on a lot of like appy stuff, because Buyer Lease this week, of all weeks, had a buy one, get one sale. And a lot of it was like your like cheese cups and salami and crackers.
They were out of chicken.
So we had to go unhealthy or less healthy. So if you want a horseradish cheddar cheese experience, come to our place. Don't get too close, but we do have that.
It's 950 square feet, honey. People are going to get close.
I know. Let's see. This is from Rough Cat. Hey, Rough Cat. Since we don't have teams assigned to you guys, please assign Surly Beers to sportive hosts based on personality. Okay. Furious is Chicken Fingers. let's see. John. John is Rocket Surgery because it's a delightful beer that just makes you feel better about yourself, and that is the John Marthaler way. And for Brock's, it's Extra Citra. Just gives you that low-cal, high-energy feeling. So, there, that's what I got. And it's Extra now, not Extra Citra. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Surly. I got to get the rebranding right. Let's see. Tim Fred, was this? That's Paul Coplitz here. I would like to know Mandy's wine recommendations for the quarantine. Over to you, Mandy.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I did. I picked up a box of wine. Because I did not have the patience to look around and figure out what I was going to get. I do have a wine store that I like to go to called, stores? Okay. I like to go to Solovino. It's a locally owned store on Selby Avenue. It's right across the street from where I work. And I would go in there and I would ask Chuck or Sean or any of the other people that work there what you should get, and they will tell you. Give them a price range, tell them what you like, and they will help you figure it out. Because I don't have the patience to figure that stuff out myself.
And I think we're out of questions. let's see. I was going to talk about my last topic from Twins Daily, which was finding alternative means of entertainment. And really want to recommend Justified one more time. I've talked about it on here before.
Oh,
it's the best show. So it's on Hulu now. Hulu has all the FX shows that are great. So you can get definitely the first and third season of Fargo. Which one is the one with you? The second one. Oh, they're all good. Watch Fargo too.
The Ewan McGregor one? Wasn't that season 3?
That was season 3, yeah. And the Chris Rock one starts in April. And I believe that's not going to get pulled because it's already been produced and...
And everybody's already sitting at home waiting for new shows to come out.
Well, yeah, I know they've dropped Frozen 2 and the latest Star Wars, I want to say, are out there for people. So, but I mean, once you burn that, I don't know what else. And I think and Hobbs and Shaw, Fast and Furious, is on HBO. I think we might end up watching that later tonight, actually. well, we can watch something else. It's okay. We got time.
At least they're pretty.
Lord knows we got time. So yeah,
30 Rock. I'm rewatching 30
Rock. And yes,
Rock.
We also are. We have 30 Rock in there.
I was working retail when 30 Rock ran originally, and my sister regularly will quote 30 Rock, so I really feel a need to go through it like a couple of times now, so I can always know what she's talking about.
Yeah, they just did the. They introduced Dr. Spaceman. They introduced the Rural Juror, Dennis Duffy. So yeah, that's. Still season one, but and then it just takes off like a rocket in season 2 and season 3 and just stays that way. And it's just so good. Alec Baldwin still has some non-gray hair in the season.
He kind of reminds me, if anybody has ever seen that movie Prelude to a Kiss with him and Meg Ryan, it's old enough that it sort of reminds me of Prelude to a Kiss Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really good. Which was like prime Alec Baldwin, I think.
Yeah, yeah. The Beetlejuice era, that guy.
He was a little later than that.
Oh, whatever. Let's see. boy, 23 minutes. I think, gosh, is there anything else you can think of, honey?
No.
Yeah. We may do this.
Books. We now
books.
Need some
we need some book recommendations. Yes.
I can't just sit around watching TV all the time.
No.
My problem is that I have a book out to read, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, I'm just going to read a couple more things in the news, which is always a mistake right yeah. now. And then I just keep getting caught up on in that, and I just stare at my phone for
yeah,
long
the,
periods of time.
The anxiety device in the palm of your hand that needs to get put away because you'll just drive yourself crazy. Just dip in, dip out. It's the only way you're going to get through this. It's, you know, again, it's there's bad news out there, but, you know, we're doing, it feels like the adults are a little bit more in charge now, and hopefully just doing what we're doing now, keep doing it long enough, and we'll be able to get back to some semblance of normalcy, and ideally it'll be right when the weather finally gets decent again. So, oh, hey, we got one. Adam Platt, talk about the topics on Sports Huddle for Sid's 200th birthday. Sid Hartman turned 100 this week, so what will be the topics for Sid's 200th birthday? Because, yes, he will outlive us all. I'm going to assume it will be talking about the 44th and 45th Super Bowl title of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and the chance of Brady maybe becoming a Viking in the year 2020.
He's not coming here.
Well, this is for his 200th birthday. This is 100 years in the future, honey.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I thought
No, it's just I think that the Belichick and Brady will still be going strong. They'll still be every offseason if they really like each other or not. But, you know, they've played together now for 125 years, so something must be working right for them. Let's see, they'll talk about if the title drought in Minneapolis will still be 129 years at that point. Who's got the best chance? I think Sid will really like how the Vikings look and maybe go for football. So yeah, I think that's what they'll talk about on the Sports Huddle in 2120.
Yeah, sorry, I was not paying attention to
no,
when
I've
you
done,
first started on
nope,
that.
I've done half of one beer and I can't keep my focus, so. Okay.
I've been drinking for a couple hours now. I don't know if you knew that.
That's okay. All right. I think we're going to cut it there because I got nothing else to talk about. We literally, this is all off the cuff. There was no show notes. Mandy can vouch for that.
No, I asked right before we started. Do we have an outline?
Nope, no outline. No. We can do an outline next time.
And maybe we could do this a couple of times.
Yeah, we're going to need time to kill. People are going to need something to listen to. Hopefully a friendly, or in my case, semi-friendly voice for some of you will help or at least be something to kill some time with as we're all on the same boat, people. So if you have any suggestions, you know all the social handles to get a hold of us on. Hopefully I can like pull John in, pull Fingers in, see if Brandon can call in from suburban Tempe. I don't know. But yeah, poolside. Oh God, I would like to be by a pool right now. But yeah, that's the lay of the land. Love all you guys. We will talk to you shortly. I hope that sounded way too sinister or full of dread.
Oh my God.
That was mostly just to see if we have anything to talk about to waste your time. So until then, talk to you later, people. Say bye, Mandy.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.